Game Dev Education, to never stop learning. Hi, I'm Luca Barilla, and today we are talking about how to get started with game dev. Okay, how to get started with game dev? I would suggest looking into yourself and try to answer a very simple question. Do I have an idea for a video game or not? If you have an idea, it is better because you have a special target and not just I want to become a generic game dev. But if you don't have an idea for a video game, it's not a big deal. You will find one sooner or later. For the moment, let's assume you have an idea for a video game. And in this case, I would suggest to start with the first step, game design. Now, game design is a huge topic, and we will discuss deeply about it in separate episodes. But for the moment, everything that we need, it is just a piece of paper and a pen. And we can start brainstorming. Just one important thing before starting. During brainstorming, when you are thinking about ideas or mechanics, avoid thinking about how to implement them, because with this you can lose focus easily. Instead, try just to focus on the ideas or mechanics and how to combine them, and not at the whole possible problems that these ideas can create. And writing down everything in terms of mechanics of the game, or rules, what the player should do, what the protagonist should do. And with player, I mean a physical person, a real person, with a gamepad or with a keyboard and mouse that is playing the video game. And with protagonist, I mean the character in the game. As I have just done, you will start to define terminologies for your game. Then the aesthetic of the game, the environment, where the camera is located, if it's following something, and the movement of the camera. So basically everything that is passing through your mind about your game. Plus some major video game characteristics that I have talked about in the previous episode. If you didn't listen it, go and do it right now. If you are able to draw, you can start sketching some hypothetic scenes of your game. If you are not able, you can go on internet and looking for something similar and start collecting references. It could be a comics, it could be a movie, and of course, could be even a video game. Now that you are looking to some video games, you can maybe find out that another team had a similar idea for a certain mechanic or for the style or whatever. So try to understand how they did it, how they implemented this thing, and questioning about can I do better, can I do worse, can I do different, maybe I don't like it, maybe I could change something there or something here, I don't know. Anyway, when you finish to collect all these references and finish to write it down, all the mechanics, the rules, the ideas, you're ready for the second step. Just call one of your friends that is used to play video games or that you think is capable of criticize a video game, and even better, that he's able to criticize your work without any fear to hurt your feelings. So maybe you should avoid your parents, because always you will receive something like, oh, it is beautiful, and explain to him your video game using all the materials that you have just created. This is important because you can immediately start to receive feedbacks. And with feedbacks at this stage of the development, so really at the beginning, you can immediately and easily change problems that you can see, or maybe that other can see, in your game design. And now you're ready for the third step, implementing your design using your own game engine, or download and using one of the game engines available. We will discuss about them in a few minutes. Coming back to the original question, do I have an idea for a video game? If in this case the answer is no, I don't, but I still want to learn how to develop a video game, no worries. The simplest way is to download one of the famous game engine, for example Unity, Godot or Unreal Engine. I will put the links in the description. And immediately start to have fun with this software. For instance, following a YouTube tutorial. There are thousands of them. You can choose one for beginner and just give it a try. And maybe an idea for a video game will suddenly show up. I just want to say that without an idea could be more difficult learning how to create a video game. Because you usually continue to jump from a tutorial to another, and for some people could be annoying. But even here, don't worry. You can try to find a teammate and start to create a small team. Because you can motivate each other and keep working on your project. And even have immediate feedback from him about the work you are doing. Personally, because I am a programmer, I usually work with other people, so in a team, usually with 3D or 2D artists and some music composer, and obviously other programmers. I don't know your experience, maybe you can do everything, but I don't. And if you are like me, I highly suggest to looking for a teammate. Try to create a team or looking for one. You can easily start from your friends. Maybe there is someone interested in game development, or maybe a friend of a friend that is able to draw something and you can start develop a 2D game. This is actually my story. Or you can always and obviously looking on internet. A subreddit, Facebook group, or Twitter, Discord channel. You will probably find existing team already created that are developing a video game and they are looking for a new team member, such as a new developer or artist. And this is, could be a good solution if you don't have any idea for a video game. So you can following their one. If you are a software developer, or at least you know a little of programming, you can begin with downloading your first game engine. And here we can start fighting each other about which is the best video game engine in the world. Spoiler alert, there isn't a best one. It always depends. It depends on the skills that you have or the team has, and it depends on the game you want to create. But no matter what, during my career, I develop a personal strategy that maybe can be useful to you. If you are at the first experience in video game development and you want to create a 2D game or a 3D game, but with cartoon graphic or maybe cell shading graphic, so no photorealistic one, I would suggest Unity 3D. I suggest to download the latest LTS version. LTS means long term support, and it is the version suggested for production. If your goal is a high quality graphic and lighting and shadows, and you want to achieve realism, I'm speaking about 3D games, I would suggest Unreal Engine 5 if you are starting a new project in 2023. Both of them, Unity and Unreal, are completely, let's say, free. You can download them, you can install them, and you can create games with them. You need to start paying them if you have revenue selling your game. With Unity, if you have revenue more than $100,000 per year. And for Unreal, you need to have revenue more than $1 million. Not per year, but the total amount. There are also other game engines. You can search on internet. You can easily find a lot of game engines. For instance, two game engines that I often heard about are Godot, that it is open source, and GameMaker, that has a different pricing strategy. You need to start paying them if you want exporting your game for certain platforms. Or you can create your own game engine. Or you can create even your own car, if you wish. Due to I'm using Unity and Unreal only, on this podcast I will speak about them mostly. I would say go on internet and looking for the games that have been developed and released using these engines. Could be a good starting point for your game engine analysis. You can immediately see what these engines are able to achieve. I will put some links in the description of this episode. Another important aspect is the programming language that a specific game engine is using. For instance, Unreal Engine is using C++ and Unity C#. So maybe if you know one of these languages, maybe you can prefer one instead of the other. And if you don't know any programming languages, you can still use visual scripting, and both game engines, Unity and Unreal, they have their own visual scripting solution. It means you don't need to know how to write in a specific programming language to create your own game. Spoiler alert, you still have to know how to program, but you don't have to code. Instead, you need to learn how to program in a visual way, using a visual scripting language. I will put some related links in the description. And these visual scripting languages are Blueprint for Unreal and Bolt for Unity, until Unity 2020 to be precise. Then I guess Unity both Bolt, and so they remove Bolt in the name, and now it is just called Unity Visual Scripting. These visual scripting languages are very similar between them in the way of how to use them, because mainly they have blocks and connections, and you have to connect different blocks together. Again, you need to learn how to program, even with a visual scripting language, but it could be easier starting from a visual scripting language, because you can easily see how the blocks, the logical blocks, are connected. Using a written language like C# or C++, it is your mind that has to create this graphical representation of the logic of your code. Although could be a nightmare if you want to use a visual scripting language for a huge video game, because the more blocks you create, the more difficult and challenge will be following the execution of your code through all the possible paths and so on. This is even true with a written language, but you know, maybe a block can be just one line in source code. On the other hand, with a visual scripting language, you need a lot of space, because you need to place all the blocks in a sort of logical map. But this is just my opinion. I prefer written language to create software, because when I started more or less 25 years ago, there were not visual scripting languages, or at least in my class. And so I started learning written languages, and I continued to study written languages even in the university. Still, I use sometimes visual languages, but for small or easier part of the software, like UI or animation and so on. Another important thing to be considered is that if you learn a written language, you can reuse, so use again the language in a different field, Maybe you learn C++ for creating video games, and then you moved to another sector, maybe automotive or artificial intelligence, and you can use your skills in that language. Another important aspect is the performance. With a written language, you can achieve usually a better performance. But at the end, you need to learn how to program. And program, it doesn't mean only writing code, so in a written form, on a visual form, but even thinking about what you want to achieve, which problem you want to solve. So you need to create a design and then implement such design using whatever language you want, and then test it, and then after maintain the source code. And now, after this discussion, you just need to go on YouTube, see some video about game engine, some video games made with Unity, and some other made with Unreal or Godot or Game Maker, and finally download the game engine you prefer. To learn how to use a game engine, I would suggest go on udemy.com and looking for some course about the game engine you want to learn. There are a free, completely free course, and even a paid one, but most of them, they have a really low price. You can even go on YouTube, and they are completely free, obviously. But if you are a beginner, I would suggest go with udemy.com, because usually Udemy courses are updated. On the other hand, with the YouTube tutorials, it could be that they are using older version of the game engine that you are using, so a different version from your one, and you can have problems. Try to follow one course for engine, just to understand a bit which game engine you like most, and try to follow even a tutorial about the language that a certain game engine is using. For example, Unity is using C#, so try to follow a C# tutorial for beginners, and then a C++ tutorial for Unreal, and try to create a small program, and try to understand which language you prefer. This is everything for this episode. If you like this podcast, and if you want to help me, you can leave a like or a review, and you can follow on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. If you want to send me a message for feedbacks, or if you want to suggest new topics, you can reach me on Twitter, _LucaBarilla_, or you can send me an email at gamedeveducation.podcast@gmail.com. Ciao!